Well, there we go.
Well, what a delight to have you here, and Happy New Year to everyone. I hope the year is unfolding in beautiful ways for you already. Well, I can underscore the fact that these are indeed incredible times and powerful times for shifts and changes and reclaiming new frequencies, going back to who we have always been for all of these incarnations, and it's a really, really a glorious time that sometimes feels as hard as can be and feels as challenging as can be, which is really exciting on one level because what we're doing tonight is starting to look at the backsides of the in-body chakras, specifically sacral chakra. Will in future, next time, will be the behind the solar plexus and then behind the heart chakra and then the backside of the throat and the backside of the third eye. So I'm very excited to be doing these because it's really kind of frontier land. And again, I'm borrowing heavily from the work by a magnificent resource that I have found. Cindy Dale is her name. The Complete Book of Chakra Healing is one of the many that she's got, another one on subtle body. They're just potent and really clear they're encyclopedias of information about the new perspectives on chakras and all of that. So I wanted to give credit where credit is due here, and tonight I'm just the messenger for not only that, but also for the specific ideas that have come. So I just came from down at the ocean here. It's a typical December in California where the beach is about 77. It isn't always as hot, but it's usually very, very clear, and it's very crisp and very clean. And what I've been discovering is that the actual energies down at the beach seem to be a lot clearer than they have been since I've been here. So the colors are more vibrant. I'm beginning to see, and I'm going to include a picture when I give you the link to the download. It's a picture of this amazing golden color that's beginning to show up in the late afternoon just as the sun begins to set. It's like there's these new hues that are starting to show up that are reflecting the different vibrations that are around right now. And the reason I'm bringing this up is that I'm really extending the invitation to start, if you aren't already, paying attention to how life is in the bigger picture. And the reason I'm saying that is because it's so easy, especially in these times of shifting forms and the rampant energies of the fear energies that are around and the frustrations and the angers that are starting to show up and the criticisms that we're finding for one another. These are all symptoms of a big shift. And because of that, when we start looking into the bigger picture, we start to see the magnificence and beauty that nature is showing us and that is beginning to show up in so many ways. And that allows us to put our focus more on gratitude and appreciation. And in the process, that allows those energies that are moving through us and clearing to not be distracted by our attention. If you know what I mean, because sometimes our intention then puts all kinds of patterns back into it, and then it creates a bit of a more intense chaos. The energy is going to shift regardless of what we're doing right now. So I would say we might as well just flow with it and might as well just trust that something big is happening here because it is. Now, we're not here to go into all of the details of what that is, but if you've been on these calls for a while, you realize that things are shifting so quickly, and that we are reclaiming and regaining powers that have not necessarily been available to us by consciousness for a long period of time. And so this notion of actually wanting to deal with and approach the backside of the chakras is really, really very exciting. So let me go ahead and do a couple tones. And I would like you at this point become aware of your feet on the earth. And if you've been in these calls before, you know we call a lot on the Earth Star Chakra. And the Earth Star Chakra is about 18 inches below the feet. It's a plate of energy that is a focal point for the energy coming in from the Earth and the power and the presence and the vibration, as well as a cleansing point for energy going out of our body back into the Earth. So I'm inviting you to pull energy up through the left leg, through the sole of the foot, and let it sweep through the entire body, sending it down the right leg down to the Earth Star Chakra, and then it is absorbed back into the Earth to be used in the highest frequency for these cleansing and clearing times. and just get that sort of Roto-Rooter energy moving and keep that flowing while I go ahead and do these sounds. Bring your attention also, as that is going on, to the sacrum of your back, the small of the back. Some of you may be having challenges down there or have had them in the past. It's an area of great weakness so often because so much of life is stored there. The woundings of life get held in the front of the chakra, in the dantian, 2 inches below the navel, and also in the back. And when things start to fall apart in the back, it's usually an indication that there's some severe blockage going on energetically. So bring your attention to that as the Roto-Rooter and cleansing energy is going on, clearing out any lower frequencies that are released by these sounds and sent down the right side, the right leg, out the right foot into the Earth Star Chakra to be cleansed and cleared. Sending out a phonetic of ooh, it's a sound, and I just discovered with my tingshas that they are pitched to the sacral chakra. I did not ever know that. I think they're changing pitch every time I use them, but I think that's wonderful for tonight. This particular pair of tingshas came from Tibet on a trip there about 4 years ago, 3 years ago. But here we are in this new vibration of that sacral chakra and that cleansing energy, so let's keep focusing on that. I am just so wired and so excited. So here's the next frequency. And we'll use the phonetic again. Ooh. Ooh. And let the voice drop into the body. You can feel it vibrating down at that second chakra. Let it drop into there just by the awareness of bringing it down, and you'll feel it vibrating in that particular area. Ooh. Pull out three rattles here. They are my most potent second chakra, first chakra, third chakra rattles. They come from the Native American tradition. So I'm inviting you, as these sounds come across the phone, I'm going to invite you to see them and experience them moving into your second chakra almost like a circular and spherical way from the front, the back, the sides, and all around. We're going to start to do a cleanse of those particular areas. Ooh. It's working on this end. Present in yourself. Now, if you're feeling anything like me, you're kind of buzzing right now. Just the very energy of those rattles and the energy of the tones and the bells and the bowl, they all started kickstarting and started to bring my frequency up a bit. And I can feel it because I'm feeling warmer. I'm also feeling a little bit of a vibration and a buzz within my body. And you can hear it in my voice as well. There's an excitement that's there that really wasn't there 30 seconds before the phone call. So I'm happy to be serving that frequency out, and I'm inviting you to do the same, because we're walking into somewhat uncharted territory. And I know Cindy Dale has been doing this work with clients for quite some time and keeps expanding it. But as far as these calls, as far as the work that I've been doing and attaching it to the sound and bringing it into the guidance that I'm feeling, this is very exciting. So
Take a breath. We're going to do two quick things here. At the top of the page, you will see that there is a mantra, the Tibetan mantra of protection. We usually start with this as well. We put it up in the front part of our experience because it's nice to be in a frequency where we feel safe to let go. And that's what this is about. To say that we're putting a cocoon of light around us is not to keep the world out, although it does. We are keeping our own frequency in, and we're staying in that frequency of alignment and balance. And that's why we want to put the shield around us, which then becomes a filter that does not let anything of lower frequency and lower vibration than our own frequency into that field. And therefore, we can stay in our presence and power. The Hung Vajrapa from the Tibetan tradition is once again, it is putting a cocoon of light around us to create a safe space to keep our frequency within. It expands each time we say it. It moves out into all of our energy bodies, cleansing and clearing any vibrations out there that are stuck like little bits of tar. And it also, okay, that's it. I'm thinking of the name, but I'm thinking now of the Hung Vajrapa. To put the protection. Let's say it seven times. Hung Vajrapa, 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 Hung Vajrapa. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. So it is. One more thing just to get ourselves into frequency. When we speak our birth name, we call forth our own particular frequency of vibration that has been the truth of our being since we became, I don't even know what the words are. It's not just this incarnation. It's all of our incarnation since, and it's not even time. It's really just the frequency of who we have always been. When we speak this name, it's the form of us incarnating now that allows us to get back to our kind of our DNA pattern for this particular incarnation, which is our wholeness. So we're going to speak that. At the same time, we put a cocoon of light around us to augment the Hung Vajrapa. We also will call in the etheric beings, the angels, the guides, the teachers, etc., that are aligned to the frequency of this name, which is the perfect frequency for you in this incarnation. Your first, your middle, your last of your birth name, not your married name or a name that you've changed yourself to. We go back to source. We go back to the beginning, and we're going to speak this name seven times also to prepare the frequency for us because we're going to ask for the angelic help tonight. We're going to ask for this energy to come in and support us and give us the insight when we begin to open up this back sacral chakra. Seven times on your own name, on the count of three. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch. 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 So it is, and so it is, and so it is. All right, take a breath. We got a lot going on right now. We got the Earth Star Chakra that's continually cleansing and clearing any vibration that is loosed in our process tonight, sending it out the right side back into the Earth. We have the protective vehicle that we've got. We've got the information coming in and guides who are ready for our access, and they're ready to give us insight and information. Whew! And already by the very fact that you chose to be a part of this call, the work is being done really even long before you got here because what's happening is the clarifying that's going on in the front of the chakra is being supported and augmented by what's going on in the back chakra. Tonight, in the process of opening up the backside and beginning to open up the channel that connects the two, we begin to see that the world of the front side, which is the world that we exist in right now, the third dimension, the fourth dimension, all of this here, the way life has shown up for us, is stored in the front of the chakra. Now, the back side of the chakra contains a very different frequency that's way more expansive and way more interesting and filled with way more information than we've allowed to access. By opening up the back, it begins to neutralize or bring back to a place of center that which is in the front. So things can happen in a very quick way and a very shifting way.
before we get moving into that, I want to just pass on some of the information about the backside chakra, since we're starting on this five times with these particular chakras. The backside, this is from the book, pertains to our unconscious self or our extended reality. It includes information and imprints from past lives, alternative dimensions, and other worlds. We usually experience a backside chakra through dreams, mystical experiences, inexplicable awarenesses, or unexplained physical sensations. The backside chakras contain the data stored in the unconscious or shadow self. Healing or manifesting through the backside chakras can change reality without a response stimulus cause and effect basis. This is pretty interesting because, in other words, it can manifest something in a breath. It doesn't need stimulus response or a time frame. So some things can be shifted in the course of our time here tonight that may have been interferences for your own clarity that have been holding you back as far as your frequency. So that's our intention for bringing this up tonight. Our words, our world, beliefs, feelings, processes, and goals may literally rearrange themselves. Such is the power of the unconscious. And let's see. If we can heal physical, mental, emotional, spiritual issues hidden in or caused by the unconscious, the conscious reality will respond accordingly. Okay, the backside chakra opens us to alternative realities rather than just the apparent ones. One of the great challenges and opportunities at these times is that we're beginning to realize and accept and experience that we are multidimensional beings, that we do not exist in a strict plane of black and white, of just the third three-dimensional experience that we've been taught to believe that that is all there is. When we drift into the astral world through dreams and we start to access through meditation and guidance and visualizations and guided journeys, we begin to see that we can literally go anywhere that we choose to go. This is a real indicator of our multidimensional self. But the beauty now is as we begin to expand, we can simultaneously be present in all of these dimensions, which is part of the promise of these times, I believe, and the information that I'm hearing and the stuff that I'm receiving. So it's just, that's why I'm so excited, because I really feel like this is such a doorway and such an opening place that is going to really clear some stuff out. And let me drop this point in. And regardless of what you think about the esoteric and what's going on and whether you think it's this way or that way, or you just sort of are curious about the call because you got something going on, let me just offer a couple things that I think are relevant to this chakra especially. As far as I understand and the things that I've read and the things that have come in for me, this earthly dimension has the earth itself has a particular characteristic that is rather unique to the cosmos. And that's saying a lot, because there's a lot of planets out there and there's a lot of places to be and frequencies to be. But this particular place has feelings. Now, that might be, oh, gee, really? Well, you know, feelings have been giving me trouble since I started here. Well, that's kind of the point of this place. The feelings are such a rich texture to living and to being in consciousness that it is desirable. And there are so many energies lined up to incarnate. And you can see also that there, the population on the planet is over 6 billion. On one hand, it's because so many are so hungry and yearning to get here to experience this full expression of life that involves these emotions. And the other is that there's a lot of energy needed here to support this shift in time. So there's all this incarnation that's happening. Okay, that's another phone call. Okay, gosh, stuff's just coming so fast here. But the idea is that the emotional component of this particular planet is so essential to the living and the life. Now, here's what's happened for many of us, is that our emotional self has become squelched. And, you know, when the tear cam comes in the Olympics or in a sports event or in an event of any kind, and when someone starts to show emotion, they zoom right in and they want to sort of make the most of that moment. It gives an indication of the kind of obsession and the love-hate relationship with emotion in this culture. By design, we are beings who are designed to feel in this dimension and to cleanse and clear and allow the process of clearing emotion. We are designed to have feelings that show up as fear, as frustration and anger and sadness and grief. And we are designed to allow those just to flow through us if we let them do their work physically and in the energy bodies, and then we move on. Very much like clouds moving through the sky, these emotions come, and sometimes there's thunderstorms there, and sometimes there's strong winds. If we resist them, chances are we're going to have some chaos. More often than not, we've been taught to squelch emotion and to stuff it. A child should be seen and not heard. I'll give you something to cry about. You know, these great statements from the past that perhaps you were a part of, they all cause us to hold this back. And so our natural process of experience and release and flow and then reclaiming a new vibration on the other side of the emotion has been interrupted. And so there's a real separation between the backside of this chakra and the front side. The forms of living on the front side have caused a severe diminishment in a lot of our second chakra energies. And so we get all kinds of intestinal issues that go on and issues that begin to compromise us in that area. And at the same time, in the backside, because it is blocked, the energy backs up, and then eventually we have L5, L4, L3, all those great lumbar vertebrae start to compromise themselves. So the work we're doing tonight, even by the work that I'm just talking about it here, is stirring the frequency in the back. I'm going to invite you to take your right hand and set it in the small of your back. The right hand is the giving energy. It sends it out. It's the solar energy, the masculine energy. So we are going to go ahead and just begin to send energy to this particular area through the palm of our hand. If you take your left hand and put it 2 inches below the navel at the second chakra in the front, literally we are going to do kind of a little healing frequency here. And all I'd like you to do is just breathe and allow yourself to send energy through from the right hand to the left hand. And it's moving directly through this particular chakra from the back to the front, from the back to the front. And at the same time, the Earth Star Chakra is sending energy up through us, sweeping through that particular area, that sacral chakra, cleansing any frequencies that have been blockages, and they are being swept right down the right leg, put back into the Earth Star, the Earth Star Chakra, and then sent to the Earth to be used for the highest good of all. So a lot's going on here. And I want you to just keep that position if you can and keep those going as I offer you some more information about this backside, and then we'll get going on it. Okay, the back is a side that contains denied feelings, awarenesses, powers, dreams, premonitions, beliefs. It's a side that hides repressed memories, unacknowledged knowledge, long-held secrets, and unrealized desires. The more we ignore, the more noise and trouble these repressed aspects of ourselves make. Okay, enough on that. Now specifically about chakra 2 in the sacral in the back. This side of the chakra contains feelings about ourselves in relation to the holistic universe. It carries the frequency of the past lives. It carries the experience. It also holds the template of our emotional body. In other words, it holds the perfection state that is desiring and trying to get through to infiltrate the experience in this life in the front so that it can wash it away and return the template and return it back to design, which is what we're doing tonight. It holds the templates of the front side feeling bodies. All physical issues relate, at least at some level, to our feeling bodies. Not completely open or unprotected, this backside center can also transform feelings into energy, power, beliefs, colors, and tones. In other words, what we are on the threshold of as we open this is for you to begin to access the full power and presence of your emotional self. This is a critical element, as I've said, but we've only touched it in very, very small ways in this life so far. We're not even aware, in a sense, of how connective it can be. Well, we also know that when emotion happens, everybody around feels it. And some deny it, and some push against it, and some, you know, get compassionate with it and connect with it. it is like a viable force. As we gain control through awareness, it's only going to expand our experience of living. And as we keep talking here, the energy is coming in from the backside through the right hand. If you still have it there, it might be getting uncomfortable, and running it through the front. And hold on to that for just a little longer. If we consider all feelings to be equal and good, our feeling bodies will be whole and complete. Okay, this is critical. We carry so much judgment as a result of some of the programming, whether it's cultural or family or something we brought in, about emotions being bad things. Men particularly are taught not to feel, and it hardens them up and allows them to do the dirty work that is required for them historically. Now, women are also being, although the stereotype is that they are more emotional in terms of that, they are also being compromised in their emotion by the denial or the judgment of it, and, you know, on and on and on. We don't need to paint all those pictures, except that I'm saying them so that it can stir the pot a little bit, so all that stuff just dropped like little pebbles on the side of the stream into that sweeping energy of the Earth Star Chakra that's clearing this particular chakra with everything that we do. The idea is to gain emotional literacy here, and emotional literacy is to regain our full understanding and language of each of the emotions. The chakras themselves relate to the emotions in specific ways. The fear chakra, it's not the fear chakra, but the fear frequency is contained more often than not in the second chakra. The anger, the judgment, the criticism is a third chakra power issue. The grief and sadness is a throat chakra. The unexpressed is typically a part of the throat chakra, which really is tied to all the lower chakras, because that information that is unwilling to be released is that which causes the throat to shut down. So we can see that the emotions themselves, although there are almost an innumerable number of variations in terms of names for different emotions, but they kind of come back to fear, anger, joy. Now, joy center is also second chakra, which is crazy in some sense, because it's joy as well as sorrow and fear. It's just a kind of a mishmash down there, but that's what makes it juicy. That's where the juice of life is. So what I'm saying is we each have an understanding and an experience of each of those emotions. It does us well to begin to open up our vocabulary, and by that I mean to understand what it feels like to have these emotions, and I know that you do, because sometimes when you get really scared, down in the second chakra, you feel that empty feeling down there, and if you're really scared, then the bowel evacuates, really, so that you can be ready to fight or flight. And in the solar plexus, when we start to feel anger, right at the stomach there, that begins to eat away at our center, that because all that adrenaline and energy is pouring in there to do something about it, that's all there. And you felt the heart when the sadness comes in, and when our hand clutches and goes to our heart because it's been impacted by a moment of grief or an experience that just puts out this profound sadness. So you want to know where these particular emotions show up, and you also want to be able to have a vocabulary of expression. I invite you to do this in your own time, because it's really important, and it will be actually a very powerful vehicle to release any energies that are stuck related to those emotions. There are certain sounds that accompany fear. You know, those kinds of sounds, each of us has a vocabulary for them. Those kinds of energies that come when fear is felt. You want to be able to access those sounds. A lot of those sounds are held within our physical selves. When we start to express them, we begin to open up and clear those particular channels through the chimney of the voice. And we know the sounds of anger. They're hard, they're tough, they're raised in frequency and intensity. And we know those. And, oh, all of those. Rediscover what these sounds are for you. So often, it's the sounds themselves that are so cleansing as opposed to saying the words that you want to say. If you feel something, put sound to it, and then that will cleanse and clear that and give us back the template in the process of clearing and clarifying. And then finally, up to the heart, you know, the sounds of sadness, and you know what they sound like. They always go down. They just seem so sad. So find your vocabulary. This is an exercise that would be so powerful for each of you. Find your sounds of joy, find your sounds of sorrow, find your sounds of fear, and find your sounds of anger. And begin to express those. And when you feel those feelings, when you know they are in your body, then you can process them and release them. And they don't impact you as they have in the past. All right. I believe there's maybe two or three things left to say. Backside of the energy center will open to vibrations and energies necessary for creativity and experience, enable us to obtain and acknowledge supernatural help necessary to flow. This chakra gives the soul the support and fluidity necessary to adapt and thrive in life. It's prime starting point for healing emotional distress, birth, rebirth, reproductive concerns, codependency tendencies, general compulsions, small back pain, reactions to life, just and unjust occurrences. We open to the energies necessary to soothe and heal feelings like rejection, disillusionment, apathy, resentments, and feelings that result from death and loss, grief, and pain. All right, so your mind has been served. Your body has been stirred. The doorway is basically ajar, and it's starting to open. So if you still have your hand in the back and you're still sending frequencies there, surrender that, let it go, and just take a breath and become aware of your feet right now. And know that there's some powerful and mighty stuff happening right now. Go to the first song. It says, I Feel. This song came up this afternoon. So there's always something that comes with it. I'll run through it first time, and then we'll sing it two more times. I feel, I live, I love, I give, I create, I flow, I'm alive. To feel is to live, to love is to give, I create as I flow and I thrive, I feel, that's why I'm here. I feel there's nothing to fear. By feeling, I'm healing, revealing, not concealing in the whole of me now. I am mine. Do it together. I feel, I live, I love, I give, I create, I flow, I'm alive. To feel is to live. Love is to give, I create as I flow, and I thrive, I feel, that's why I'm here, I feel. There's nothing to fear.
not concealing in the whole of me now. I am I am I am I. Okay, that's enough on that.
All right. That worked.
Mm. Okay, just go to your breath. Bring your attention back to the small of your back. Just get this visual that that energy is just moving towards the front. And as it moves through, it just sort of cleanses and vaporizes any energy that's in there that is of lower frequency, that is not of the original template of your emotional body itself. This is talking about all emotions. This is not just a fear thing in the second chakra. This is a sweeping cleanse of those frequencies that have not been released yet. And we're inviting them to release. And so in this process, let's go ahead and invite some support in. Let's go down the page to an invocation to the Elohim, Arcturus, and Victoria. Because we're actually, hold on, I'm getting some, let's go to the Saint Germain song. Because we're going to call in the energy of Saint Germain to support a process, this violet flame process, that we're going to use to further the cleansing and the clearing. We're going to access the Arcturus and the Victoria Elohim to dispense the vibration and the information into our sacral chakra, and then we're going to go through this particular violet flame process. So we're going to do this fairly quickly. I'm going to go through the song one time, and then join me on the second time through, and we'll move immediately to the Arcturus and Victoria. Call in Saint Germain. Bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man, and lay me in the arms of a liberation. Teach me mercy, free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. Together, calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray, transform me with the violet flame. Calling Saint Germain, bring the purple ray, return me to my one true name. Oversee the age of Aquarius, and let your alchemy transmute man. Lay me in the arms of a liberation. Teach me mercy. Free my soul to embrace the I Am plan. Calling Saint Germain, bring the seventh ray. Transform me with the violet flame. Arcturus and Victoria, Elohim du Saint-Germain. Arcturus and Victoria, to serve and radiate the violet flame. Blessed teachers, bring me freedom. Kiss of mercy, free my soul. Blessed I am through thy witness. Cleanse all past pain and make me whole. Thou make me whole. Oh, oh. One more. Arcturus and Victoria, Elohim du Saint-Germain. Arcturus and Victoria, to serve and radiate the violet flame. Blessed teachers, bring me freedom. Kiss of mercy, free my soul. Blessed I am through thy witness.
cleanse all past pain, make me whole, now make me whole, oh.
So it is. So it is. Now, we call upon the frequency of Saint Germain, the overseer of this powerful and beautiful process of the violet flame, and the Elohim Arcturus and Victoria to be present to dispense it uniquely into the vibration of each of us. Our intention is to have this frequency be present fully in all of the chakras, but concentrating primarily at the back of the sacral chakra to move forward and cleanse like a sweeping flame. Now here's how we're going to do it. We're going to put ourselves into a cylinder of light. And it's a violet flame. So if you can visualize at this moment, first of all, take a breath, become aware of your feet, speak your true name, your first, middle, and last three times. One, two, three. Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch. And so it is. Now, if you can get the sense that above you there's a cylinder that's dropping down around you that is wide enough to encompass your whole body, and it's dropping down from the crown, moving down slowly but purposefully, to encompass you by connecting to the earth and even moving down to the earth star chakra 18 inches below. So here I am and here you are in the cylinder. It's a particular frequency. If you can begin to picture the color of violet. Now this particular violet frequency is a high frequency that is calling for the truth of your being to be fully present. And as the flame begins from the feet moving up, this particular cylinder is literally going to be on fire with the violet flame. And as this violet flame consumes any lower frequency energy and vibration, we are going to be speaking this. Although if you don't want to speak it, I'm going to speak it out loud, and we can access, you can just be the recipient of this, although putting it out with your own voice is a powerful thing. So right now, take a breath and begin to feel that the flame and the cylinder begins to flame up from the bottom and all around you. It moves up to the top, and the entire cylinder is consumed with this violet flame. It is not an energy that's going to harm you in any way. It's lifting and clearing out and clarifying any of the lower frequencies. And we say, Mighty I Am Presence, Beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies. Physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. Now, in that frequency, allow that cylinder of violet flame now to really begin to consume the inside as well. The flame becomes you. From the feet up, you are engulfed in the flame itself. The cylinder disintegrates, and you are in the flame itself. And we speak this one more time. Mighty I Am Presence, Beloved God, my heavenly source, please make manifest in me now the sacred violet flame of transmutation. Bring the violet flame into every cell, molecule, and atom of my body, filling me totally and completely. Blessed violet flame, blaze into my heart and expand out and around all of my bodies, physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual, surrounding my entire being with your divine grace, love, mercy, and forgiveness. Transmute all karma, negative thoughts, actions, deeds, and energy that I have ever created at any time, in all dimensions, on all levels, in all bodies, through all time and space, past, present, and future, for all eternity. Transmute anything and everything that stands words in my way of embodying the ascended Christ being that I am. Beloved violet flame, turn all that has been transmuted into the golden light of God, the Christ consciousness, the light of God that never fails. Send this golden light to me now, filling and surrounding my entire body with its divine radiance, raising my vibration and frequency to the highest level possible for me at this time. So be it, and so it is. Thank you, God. Amen. Let's go up to the song, My Life is Unwritten. My life is unwritten, no path is defined. It moves from these moments I choose. So if I want beauty, I'll choose that I am. Let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river. Adrift in the whisper of Om. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me on. One more time. My life is unwritten, no path is defined. It moves from these moments I choose. So if I want beauty, I'll choose that I am. Let love be my nourishing food. Surrendering flow to the river. Adrift in the whisper of Om. Align me through light and deliver. Carry me on. Shri Ram Jai Ram Jai Jai. After the violet flame does its work and we stand in that innocent place, we stand in that place of great clarity to be reminded of the flowing energy of life, that it is unwritten. It's all based upon our response to the moment. It gives us back our freedom. It gives us back our full experience of the now. And in that nowness, we begin to access all the power that is available to us to be fully present in this particular dimension and to expand up and out at the same time. And in that, we cannot be anything but loving. We cannot be anything but compassionate and present for ourselves, filled with self-care and nourishment and nurturing, nor can we be anything but provide that for anyone that is in our sphere of energy. We become expansive beings, and we get this by the gift of the emotion being made available again to us so that we can feel the beauty and the magnificence and the intensity and the contrast of this particular dimension and process it and allow it to move in the beautiful, natural, divine flow up and out of ourselves to give us the experience of full life without the debris of holding on to it. just become aware again of that second chakra, and you feel how it is, it just, there's a presence there now. There's a presence, and that presence feels like there's this flow of energy that moves down and across the spine itself, and that intersection point where the front and back come together, like an hourglass in some way as a visual, where it moves from one to the other, cleansing and clearing. And as that energy moves and that divine template of our emotional body moves into the front of that sacral chakra, it moves up and down and throughout all the cells in the front side of the body to transform those experiences that have kept us unwilling to access our wholeness. It is no longer okay to do that. So we begin in this moment to have the emotional literacy by feeling the world and keeping ourselves in good frequency so that we can feel and not take on anybody else's frequency. Thus the Hung Vajrape, thus your name. In this open, wide open frequency of having the emotional bodies completely open and available, there could be a tendency to begin to take on other people's stuff. That's not our job. We are here to be in our frequency, and that frequency in itself then becomes a template, a vehicle, a resonance frequency to assist others to claim their own. We don't have to do anything except tend our own inner garden. And one way to tend it is to keep consciousness at the sacral chakra, that it's moving in from the back, and that template is ever being fed no matter what occurs in the forms of living. And it really is all coming down to the new awareness here that really love is all there is, even farther than what the Beatles declared so long ago. This really is about the fabric and the vibration of the all that is, of that we are a part of in this oneness, in this beautiful soup. We claim this frequency of the love is all there is, and we let go of anything that is unlike that, as we have been doing all this period of time. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. One more time. I let go of pictures made up through my life. I reclaim the pictures implanted by light. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. I know love is all. Love is all. Love is all there is. Ooh, and so it is. Sweet. Now here's the reminder as well. Anytime anything clears and cleanses out of the body and you consciously or unconsciously participate in the release of that, you fill it in with the love vibration. You put something in its place. You feed it that which you desire most, that which your intention is and how you intend to show up. Okay, the rest of the stuff that's on the pages here are actually tools that you can use. So let me just briefly go through each of the tools. You know, the violet flame process, you can use that at any time that you feel like you've forgotten energy and you've allowed stuff to kind of back up on you. Because consciously, you know, we sometimes deal with spirals and we come back and we revisit things that just to see how we're doing with them, to see how we've evolved and how we've reclaimed our awareness and our power to deal with that. And so sometimes it feels like we've slipped back. I don't believe we ever do. There's a mantra here, Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha, that can be spoken. If at any point you feel a backing up, you can also use this mantra. It will allow you, especially if you're in conflict, to begin to see what's underneath the reactionary energies of these unexpressed emotions that are coming from the person, the people, the situation, and allow you to be in center and get a greater perspective and understanding. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. Om Sharavana Bhavaya Namaha. namaha. Om Sharavana Bhavaya namaha. Om Sharavana Bhavaya namaha. You do that 108 times. You call that frequency, whether it's verbal or whether it's thought within the mind, the frequency serves you and begins to open up like the third eye vision and an understanding through the heart, down through the body of what's really going on here. It's a potent and powerful tool. It's been used for thousands of years. Go down to the affirmation, if you will, at the towards the bottom of the page. We're going to express this and say it. You can use it anytime you want. These are potent vehicles to reclaim and shift a thinking pattern that seems to infiltrate it back into your awareness. I now give myself permission to feel. I embrace all my feelings, knowing they are essential to the I am that I am experience of life in this dimension. I know that the feelings are natural, safe, and cleansing. I allow them to expand my experience of the fullness and light of earthly life. I trust the flow of emotion and know I am in a higher vibration by allowing their flow. I claim my wholeness now, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Let's say it one more time. I now give myself permission to feel. I embrace all my feelings, knowing they are essential to the I am that I am experience of life in this dimension. I know that the feelings are natural, safe, and cleansing. I allow them to expand my experience of the fullness and light of earthly life. I trust the flow of emotion. I know I am in a higher vibration by allowing their flow. I claim my wholeness now. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Down to the proclamation below, because it's a fear-based world, and the fear has been used to compromise us, control us, to keep us from accessing our own fullness. So we let go of it. It's no longer a vehicle for us. From this proclamation, from rich work, here it is. From the divine love that flows within my being, whatever fears I may have, I know I have experienced them before. I choose to never experience them again. I choose to forgive all my fears and all my reactions to those fears, transmuting those energies into the divine expression of creative love. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Up the top, you got a chant, which is actually a song. Anything that's underlined, you can actually access it on my website, and you can play it, and it'll tell you how it is. But this is a song that I believe is on one of the Sonny Choquette CDs that I did, and I'm not remembering which one it is right now. Things happen and I respond. Of this I am aware. Usually a feeling comes, seem alike, from nowhere. I can't ignore it, I can deny, or try to think it through. All along a feeling tried to tell me what is true. Trust what I feel it is my wisdom talking to me. Trust what I feel, it's real, as real can be. As real can be. One more time I say that things happen and I respond. Of this I am aware. Usually a feeling come, seems like from nowhere. I can't ignore it, I can't deny, or try to think it through. And all along the feeling tried to tell me what is true. Trust what I feel it is my wisdom talking to me. Trust what I feel, it's real, as real can be. As real can be. As real can be. Cha-cha-cha. Woo! All right, so you have a mighty arsenal of tools right here to use. The work we've done is significant in terms of the vibration. I tell you, man, I've got like a wind channel going through the back of my back, going into the front, and I just feel like it's flooding through there and just immersing all this stuff that I've been kind of hanging around and resisting and bitching and moaning about and, you know, going, poor me, and say, universe, come on, help me out here, when all along all I had to do was open up these particular areas.
They do not close. You know, once the wisdom of the body begins to reclaim itself, it does not go back. Now, we can certainly resist, and we can certainly push the river if we want. So the invitation here is to pay attention. It's always paying attention to how you are in the moment, what sensations are going on in the body, how you respond to what's coming in. Notice I said respond, not react, because when you respond, you take in what has occurred, and you allow your response to happen. You don't push back out of fear. You don't push back to get something away, because ultimately there's nothing to fear anymore. There's just nothing. Okay, so that's, oh man, it's 8 o'clock. God, we did great today. The last thing we got, and it's perfect, is the Egyptian Akka cutting mantra process. And the Sahedapna mantra that comes from that Egyptian Huna training I did years ago is a powerful process to cut any energetic cords that are attached to your interactions with people. Because these cords will attach specifically and more often than first, second, third, and up into the heart chakra, sometimes in the throat, but mostly down below. Because they're trying to suck power from us, because everybody's yearning for something. They're trying to get a little extra to get going. So cutting these cords are the Sahedapna, 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 as I use my hands as knife blades across the front of all of my lower chakras, front and back and side, and then just for best, I just do it up around the head to make sure nothing's hanging around up there. It puts me back into a pretty comfortable, safe place where I have access to my capacity. So we're going to do some Sahedapnas to cut any cords that we have established through our time together here in this call. So we go Sahedapna, Sahedapna. Sahedapna, 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 Sahedapna. One more, Sahedapna. And so it is, three times, speak your true name. 1, 2, 3, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, Mark Stanton Welch, and so it is. I invite you, if you will, the second chakra stuff is in the CD, not these things, but some of this stuff. The invocations are in the sacral chakra CD. That is the second in the series of clearing and cleansing out the total immersion in the particular chakra. That's available on the website. I'll be sending you some information and some new things that are going on with me tomorrow. I am just so grateful that you chose to be a part of this tonight. And I'm so giddy. God, I feel like I'm like 4 years old again. I just want to go play. But what I will do is take that play energy, and I'll go ahead and put the recording and make it available to you by tomorrow morning, maybe even tonight. But I'll get it to you by the morning at the latest, and you'll have access to this to listen back in any way that you can. I know this has served me. So I trust that it has served you, and once again, I am so grateful. I am so grateful that you chose to be a part of this. Please, in the future, pass it on. Pass on information to people and let them know that this is happening and bring them in, because the collective vibration is what's really going to shift what's going on this planet. And it's even going to cause Fox News to start channeling different kinds of information. That'll be the sign. That'll be the sign. So, in those blessings to you, pay attention and tend that particular frequency from the back through the front in the sacral chakra, and feel, because it is your friend, it is your compatriot, it is your basically your child self. So make peace with that and feel your way through your moments now, and I know that life will turn up and show up in such potent and full and rich ways. Woo! And so it is. And so it is. Thank you so much. And I have nothing to stay on to the line for, because we actually got through everything. This is the first time we did that. But I will answer any questions or make any comments if anyone has anything. So thank you so much again for being a part of it. Anyone? Bueller? Bueller. 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 All right. We are done now. The recording is ending.